Okay, we started the Bible study about holiness. And we learned our God is holy and He wants His children to be holy. And we learned that God has already made the plan that how we should be holy. We learned first, the Word of God says we are cleanse or we became holy by the Word of God. Then we learn the sanctification also is by faith. Then last week we learned the sanctification by the blood of Jesus Christ. Important thing, everyone knows that sanctification is through the blood of Jesus Christ. But if somebody doesn't believe Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, then the blood of Jesus Christ cannot cleanse that person. We learned last week that if somebody wants to walk in the light, then he will have fellowship with the saints of God, and then the blood of Jesus Christ will sanctify you or cleanse you. So the first steps is listening to the Word of God. Second step is believing the Word of God or believing what God says. And then trust in the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, once you heard the Word of God, believed in Lord Jesus Christ, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ, you are a child of God. You are already sanctified threefold now. Now, what is the fourth step? It doesn't say in Bible, step one, step two, step three, step four. But that's the way we do. If somebody says, after I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, then what next? If you're listening to the radio programs and television programs, and you call them and say, I just was listening to your program and I got born again. Then they will say, okay, we're going to send you the booklet. What next? What you should do next? And if you get that booklet, most of the people will not tell you, now you go to the church where the full gospel is preached, ask the pastor, are you born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongue? And then take the baptism through that man's hand. They will never tell you that. But the fourth step is this. Once you are born again, child of God, you should be looking for the water baptism. And somebody says, what is the use of baptism? Baptism is very important. And that baptism also gives us sanctification or cleansing. Baptism is the commandment of God, so we have to obey it. If you don't obey, then you're stopping your spiritual growth. That's what it is. Now, we are going to look into Matthew chapter 3 and start reading from verse 13. Matthew chapter 3, starting from verse 13.
Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Okay, now see what Jesus Christ says. So what Jesus Christ is trying to tell the John the Baptist, I came here to fulfill the righteousness of God. If I'm not taking the water baptism, I'm denying the righteousness of God. Simple as that. Now, how come the righteousness comes taking the water baptism? Because it's the commandment of God. Jesus Christ was righteous. He was holy. Then why he has to take the water baptism if somebody asks you? Why he has to take the water baptism? Even the John says, I should be taking baptism from you. But why are you asking me to be baptized? He gave the reason. He says, all righteousness has to be fulfilled. So, he's righteous, but he's saying, now God has given you rules that each and every person should repent and be baptized. This is the commandment of God. Now, Jesus Christ took the form of man. The form of man means he took the form of sinful man. So, he has to obey as a man. And we learn Jesus Christ came to fulfill the commandment of God or will of God. So here he comes to take the water baptism to fulfill the God's commandment. And when you fulfill God's commandment, that means you are saying to yourself, my God is righteous. He has given